Case number 10400, Flexera Incorporated, south of Lighthouse Road, east of Roosevelt Avenue, being lot 28, block 7, within Cape Windsor Development, a special use exception to place a windmill.
Name and address, please.
Finn McCabe, 10603 South Keyser Point Road, Ocean City, Maryland, apartment number 9.
Robert Light, 37645 Oak Road, Selbyville, Maryland. I'm in Delaware.
Okay.
Gotta know which state I'm in.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Myself.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, members of the board.
Good evening, sir.
I'm gonna just say a few things, and then I'll let Finn here take care of the details. We're trying to expand our experience here a little bit in our company. This installation is actually for a new style windmill, new style to us, and it's called a helix. It's a helical design, almost a piece of art, basically. It's 4 foot in diameter, 8 foot long, and it's rather unique. But I wanted to start off by thanking you guys, this board, for hearing all of our requests and considering everything. And one of the things I wanted to make sure we convey to you is that we do chase every one of these beyond what your expectations are. We've not made money on windmills yet, but we are trying our best to promote this technology, and we very much appreciate you working with us like as you have. One thing that we will not do is also, and I wanted to just let you guys understand, is that even if we gain approval for some windmill sites and through the hearing process, we feel that it just isn't a good fit for the community, we as a company will also decide, you know, not to install depending on, you know, the outcome of these hearings. But I, again, want to express my appreciation for your assistance here. Now, to get to the point of this request, there's a handful of items that are just very important. One, and we've gone through this basically every hearing, this windmill is actually quieter than all the other windmills, and Finn will go over that with you. The second thing is it has very little to zero impact on bird population. We heard some other things in past hearings where geese were flying into windmills, and we had a bloody mess. And the windmill farms, which are 2 megawatt size windmills in southern New Jersey, for a 1 year bird survey found one dead bird, and that they could not determine the cause of death on that bird, whether it was due to windmills or not. Out of, for every 10,000 birds killed in the U.S., and I'm not sure how they came up with this survey, but less than one is killed by a windmill. I think we lose a lot more with birds flying into glass, cars hitting birds. Also, it does not deter the bird population from any area. For instance, if you're worried about eagles or ospreys or ducks or geese, they're not going to leave their nesting grounds because of these windmills. These are very small windmills and have no impact there. So I just wanted to clear the bird issue up a little bit. And then the property value, I think that's been very well established by the Realtor Association, that shows that alternative energy, including wind, actually increases the value of property and property around it. And this application, it should do a very nice job of it because it is a very nice, unique-looking piece of equipment. Mm-hmm. Utility use in this case, we do not have any areas where it deters from the views that people have. This neighborhood is made up of actually a mobile home community, and many of the lots have had mobile homes removed and basically vertical boxes built. It's a very nice community. It's located on the northernmost part of the Assawam Bay along 54. This installation is on the northern edge of that community, so it's out of the way of everything. The person who actually owns the home is a captain in the military, and he takes care of patients right now over in D.C., so he couldn't be here. His next-door neighbor to one side is actually his mother, and there doesn't appear to be any issue there. And on the other side, his neighbor is very happy with this installation. So there is nobody else on the one side. It's wetlands in the bay, and to the other side is a lagoon. So Finn will be able to go through all those details. So as far as going through all these details and utility use of this property, I'd say that it has basically no impact on any of the neighboring properties or the environment or the animal population. Okay. I'll hand it over to Finn.
I heard a gasp from behind me. I just went to...
Hang on. There's one question.
I've got one question. On the beach, the sand, everything, how do you take care of that for compaction? You put pollens down or cement right straight down for this to hold this up with
yes.
the sand?
Yeah, we actually, each individual installation is different. We have to look at the soil type, and then we actually have engineered foundations for soil types. And we went through a lot of trouble, to pull these foundations together, have the hydraulic soils chemistry people as well as hydraulics individuals look at these foundations, and they recommend certain foundations depending on the soil type.
How's it with sand?
This particular foundation that we have noted in there is for a silt and is a silt and sand foundation. It's class 4 soil. So it's specifically designed for the type of soil we have in this situation.
Generally speaking, we err on the safety side. So if it calls for a safe foundation to be 3 foot deep, we'll go 4 to 5 foot. If it's 4 to 5 foot, we'll go down 6-7 foot. If we're not happy with a certain area, we'll actually sink a very large culvert pipe, or we'll drive pilings. We'll do whatever is recommended for that site.
Have you ever done one by the beach? I mean, right in the sand?
Right in the sand, 300 yards from the beach.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
In the information that you gave us, I believe that you're looking at a foundation that has like the one displayed here on the right, where
yes.
it has a foundation that's on a plane perpendicular to the pole.
Mm-hmm.
Does that typically have pilings under it?
If it's required to at that site, but yes, if we have sand that's over a block or. A lot of times you have sand over, say, clay, or sand over, it's like a humus. That's probably your worst situation, because the humus wants to kind of flow on you. So that's where you would drive the pilings.
And in this situation, the manufacturer recommended two different possibilities of foundation for this type of soil class. We had the choice of either a 10-foot pier, 3 foot wide, or a 8 foot 9 by 8 foot 9 pad, 3 feet deep. We are going to go above and beyond that and go 4 feet deep. But we are going to go with the pad type foundation in this instance.
Just the sheer weight of this thing will hold it there. And we're very conservative when these foundations. We just completed one near Galena, and that actually had a slab down 8 feet, and then it had a pier coming up from that, and it had rebarb throughout, and that was one large pour that had over. It had somewhere in the neighborhood of 15,000 pounds of concrete in it. So the last thing we want is one of these things to come down.
Sure.
So, in the case of this design, you also have a lesser impact as far as its torque. It is 4 foot in diameter, and it is what you would classify as a drag system. So its RPM doesn't go above the wind speed. And there's two different types of technologies in wind design. One is a lift, where our normal verticals and also the horizontal blades are designed so it creates negative pressures. So the blades are able to produce these negative pressures and actually turn faster than the wind speed. Whereas with a drag or a cup, which is this design, it actually only turns the speed of the wind. And it's what it's doing is it's taking the energy and it's trying to cup as much as it, of that energy as it can and convert it to torque. And that's this design.
This particular combination of turbine, tower, and foundation is rated to 150 mile an hour winds. And we're also looking at noise levels, as Bob said, much lower than some of the turbines we looked at in the past, which are still quiet turbines, as we've discussed. As you can see, this is compared to other models of turbines, as well as your airplane engines, your traffic. And at the 5 decibel range, with HVAC unit at 70, and many other normal noise, environmental noises being severely louder than this turbine, it will be barely audible.
One more question. What exactly is the pipe made from? What?
This is a galvanized steel pipe.
Galvanized steel pipe, and that it says 12-inch Schedule 80 S pipe.
Yes.
That's what the paper says.
That's from the manufacturer, the windmill. Where it's specified, I'm not positive if we'll actually get it. You know, it's either specified or it's actually delivered from them. We also, on this particular house, have installed PV panels. That installation was completed last summer. So this gentleman has already invested in alternative energy and is doing well with it.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Hassan? Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, 6. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. For everyone that would like to speak at this time, would you please come forward and be sworn in?
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
I've got 3 letters in favor and 70 letters of opposition.
3 letters in favor.
7-0.
And 72 in opposition. Okay, thank you.
Wait for this gentleman to come up. I want everybody who's going to speak all at one time.
Yes, please come up at one time. Thank you.
Speak your names and addresses, please.
Okay, I'm
70.
Beverly Hogate. I live at 38835 Roosevelt Avenue.
72 also.
Lord Bowerman, Bowerman, 38850 Cleveland Avenue.
Three letters from favor.
Thank you. Both swear affirm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, I do.
Seven here in favor.
Just one at a time, please.
6 letters.
Sir.
Good evening, ma'am.
Okay, I actually. actually have. My name is Beverly Hogate. I live at 38835 Roosevelt Avenue, and I do live one house away from the house in question.
Okay.
I do have two additional letters. One is mine, and another one is of my sister in opposition.
Can you hand them to the secretary, please? Thank you.
I do have a poster showing where that I will pass around and let you all see that will show you the distance and perspective that this windmill will have from my house and neighbors. I would like to say that the Hoffmans are very nice people. They're very nice neighbors. But I do think that we have to consider the community of Cape Windsor as a whole. The pictures that I have here will show you how close this windmill will be not only to my property but to the neighbor. And I do have to state that I spoke to the next-door neighbor, which is between my house and the Hoffman house, today, and you do have a letter in opposition from her and her husband. They are very opposed to this, and which is exactly opposite of what the gentleman that were just here. They live right next door to the Hoffmans, and they are opposed, and you do have a letter. These are 1 acre, 1/8 acre lots. I understand that there has been another community that, on the same issue that has quarter acre lots. These are 50 by 100 lots. Which means that this windmill will be about 15 to 20 feet from the house next door and will be about 50 feet from my house. I'd like to pass this so that you can see. I have actually, and actually I spoke to Mary Hoffman, and she is the one that pointed out to me where this windmill was going to be installed.
Okay. Down there, ma'am.
Okay. Particularly the house, I mean, the picture, there's one picture there. When I open up my front door, that's where the windmill's going to be. I'm going to see it as immediately as I open my front door. I know that they have spoken about noise issues and all those other things, but Cape Windsor is a quiet community. I think that the amount of wind that we have coming off of the bay, Roosevelt Road is a direct bayfront street in Cape Windsor, and I can attest that the winds are constant, you know, at some times, and I think that the noise and the visibility of this windmill is just something that we shouldn't have in a community of nice homes. A lot of people in our neighborhood have paid hundreds of thousands of dollars for this property. It is waterfront property, and the high value in this property comes because of our outstanding views and the fact that we are a quiet community. I think to ruin this community by allowing a windmill would be devastating to everyone. And it'll cause our property values to plummet, because if you allow this to happen, it's going to open up the door for other people to do this. And I think that you have to remember that the decision that you make tonight will set a precedent not only in Cape Windsor, but for all small communities in Sussex County, and especially a precedent for those of us that have paid a lot of money to build homes on waterfront property. I have one more picture, and I wanted to also state that I understand the criteria on the internet for installing turbines states that the lots are recommended for half acres to install a windmill. I also had read that they require a 250-foot radius from any other building. I mean, this thing is going to be tall and visible from neighbors who are only 15 to 50 feet away. I actually asked you to please deny this special exception
for this windmill. I have one other picture here that is a little more telling. It's from a distance. I know neighbors that live toward the end of the streets in Cape Windsor that are actually almost bayfront toward Ocean City. That's where I am. The Hoffman House and my house are only about six houses from the very end of our street, which then is the open bay to Ocean City. Therefore, everyone that has those lots at the outer portion of Cape Windsor will be looking at this turbine in their view of the bay, or I shouldn't say turbine, windmill, at the view of the bay. And the people that have built these houses at the end have paid a lot of money to do that. And I just want to pass this one more picture around.
Sure.
Ma'am?
Yes.
Are you across from his house? This is his house right here with the windmill.
Well,
are you across?
Here, it's coming right here.
It's coming.
Look,
so you're going to show your...
Right here.
This is her house.
On the yellow house.
Okay.
And then the other, that little small house in between, she's opposed to it.
Okay.
She absolutely, you have a letter from her. The name is Ween.
Okay. Now you see where the... They're putting, you said you got it back here?
Yes.
They're saying it's right here.
Oh, okay. Well they're... That's not
still
really going to matter to us.
Where you put it?
No, it's not going to matter.
It's not in favor of the...
No, because Mary Hoffman is the one that told... And she told... Mrs. Ween and I were together, and that she told us it was going to be on that corner.
Okay.
But that wouldn't make a difference. I would still see it from my front door.
Okay.
It doesn't make a difference. I think it's still something that everybody in Cape Windsor will have to see. And for those of us that live near there, we'll have to hear it. And I know that they say that it is not loud. Believe me, they make noise. You know, sound travels over water, especially. When you're near water, it travels. And with the kind of wind that we have, it'll be going almost constantly. I really think it would be very sad for the people, not only of Cape Windsor, but of any other small community, especially ones with only eighth-acre lots. I mean, that's really close.
Okay,
thank you very much for hearing me.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sir? Yeah.
State your name again before you get started.
Bernard Bowerman, Cape Windsor, Bowerman. This is a plot of Cape Windsor. Community set out on canals, 50-foot lots. I talked to a few of my neighbors. I live two or three streets away in the community. My only concern is that if this is approved and it's a blanket approval and it spreads throughout the community, we have a possibility of maybe 249 windmills in the community and not just one. I don't object to the windmill, but I sure object to it on our property because of our distance between each other. We're waterfront property. We have views to look at. We sit outside on our yards and on our decks. And I'm sure and certain that people would want and not to see a windmill next door going around and around constantly. And if it's up to, if it's up there for wind, it's up there for it to go around all the time. So my objection is purposely that if it's approved here, it could be approved again and again and again. So I'm totally opposed to this windmill in our community. There are lots of other communities with more space. That'd be fine. It's your call on the space.
Right.
We've had no guidelines as to how far we should be apart. Have no guidelines as far as how the variances and the restrictions from side setbacks are. Mm-hmm. We have nothing in here to indicate where it will go and how we know how it will be set, but where it will go between lots. So I thank you for your time, and I'm injection. Thank you.
One question, sir.
Sir? Sir? Yeah.
Are you here on your own behalf or for the association?
Opposed to the.
No, are you here on your own behalf or representing the association?
No, myself.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I believe a letter is here from the community association, but this is my own opinion from being on one of the streets in the locale. Thank you.
Is there a letter from the association?
And on these letters that we have, okay, which, let me see what I got. Let's see if you have from the association to start with. Council, he's got 70 letters in opposition. Do you want to just brief on what those are, or how do we just? No, we should have got one association. That's what we're checking.
It's a standard.
It's, yeah, a standard. It's apparently a standard form.
Mm-hmm.
Some people did comment, but.
Okay, thank you.
Chairman, rather than wait for the letter to be produced, I'd like to see the letters. So if it's all right with the other members, I'd make a motion that we take case number 10,400 under advisement.
Second. Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 10,400 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, with the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Again, your case has been taken under advisement at this time. There may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock. Okay?